The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Shkolim has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachal Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya V'Esrim Shana. May the Torah study through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Shkolim Daf Tes Vov. Yerushalmi has a fascinating discussion on Amud Beis about the Aroinois that existed in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu and afterwards. And the Gemara brings the Mandamer of Yehuda ben Lachish, Amar Beis Aroinois Hayu Mahalchim Yisrael Bamidbar. There were actually two Aroinois. We know of one Aron that was in the Beis Hamikdash, Ros Le'Aron, Atzei Shittim. But no, there were two Aroinois. There's a pasuk that says, Ve'Aron Bris Hashem, U'Moshe Le'Moshe Mikev HaMachna. There were two Aroinois. One Aron had in it the Luchos, the Shivrei Luchos of the Luchos Vishainois, and the other Aron had in it the Torah that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, the one that had in it the Shivrei Luchos, the Sunu B'Seichoi, Hoya Nichnas V'Yotzi Imanu Pa'omim Shei Misro Iman. Sometimes it would go out with them, in Farshim Hussein, it would go out with them to battle. That means there was one Aron that stayed put in the Mishkan, and the other Aron went out Pa'omim Shei Misro Iman B'Mulchama. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Be'os, then is the man the Amr Rabbanan Ami Oren Echad Hoyo Upamachas Yotze B'Me'eli, the Arichus in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, where there was a battle against the Plishtim. Klai Yisrael lost the first battle. They took out the Aroin Hashem. The Aroin Hashem was captured. Shnei B'nei Eli, Chofni and Pichas were killed. They came back to tell the Psura to Eli. Eli in shock fell over, and he too was Nifter. And the daughter-in-law of Eli died in childbirth and gave birth to a child named Ikovoid, al shem that the Oren Hashem was Nilkach, and thereafter the whole proceedings, the Nisan that happened, as described in the Pesukim, until the Aron Bris Hashem came back. That's all in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. The Rabbanan Shita is that that was a Chiddush that the Oren went out. There were no two Aronis that went out Keseder. The Oren one time went out, and it says over there in the Pesukim, Oy Lanu, Miyad Silenu Miyad, Hu Elikim Adir Ma'ila, the Plishtim went into a panic. Who's going to save us? They took out the Oren. They were shocked. If the Oren always went out, then there's nothing to be shocked about. So the Chay would seem to be a riot to the Rabbanon. And then the Gemara is Doiche, that according to Yudhman Lachish, the one Oren, two Aronis, and it's interesting, in the Braisa there's a Chibur, which is a Braisa that we don't have in the Gemara by us. It's called Braisa Meleches HaMishkon. It was in manuscript for many, many years. Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita actually has a Pirush on the Braisa Meleches HaMishkon, his commentary on the bottom, one of the Svarim on more obscure Chalok Mater that he's written over there. In Perek Vov, this Braisa Meleches HaMishkon, it says like this, Echod Yoytzi Moyim L'Molchoma. It says there were two Aroinis, this Shita, which is accepted that there were two Aroinis actually, and one of them went out with them to Muhammad. It doesn't say Pa'omim, like it says by us, Pa'omim is Yisroim Yimoyim B'Muhammad. It sounds like it always went out with them. So there would be a mockum to believe that what's going on over here, according to this Shita of Yehuda ben Lachish, is that one Aroin always went out. When they went to Muhammad, they went with the Aroin Bris Hashem. They went with the Aroin that had it to Shivrei Luchois, and that Aroin wasn't the Aroin that was made by Bitzal to be one of the Kalim in the Mishkan. That Aroin was actually held the Sefer Torah. There was the other Aroin that had the Shivrei Luchos, and that Aroin was the one that went out always with them. Over there, where they needed extra Siyat Deshmai, they took out that Aroin, they were punished. It was a bizarre for the Aroin, and that's why the Aroin was captured, and the Shnei Bnei Eli and Eli himself ultimately passed away. Tosfos in Erev Daf Samach Gimel says, then the Beis Lomim, in the Beis HaMikdash, the proper Beis HaMikdash that was built afterwards, thereafter by Shlomo HaMelech, was put also the Shivrei Luchos in the Aron Sha'asa Betzal. That means that in the Beis HaMikdash there was only one Aron. In that Aron there was the Sefer Torah that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. There was the Shivrei Luchos, the Luchos Rishonos, and there was only one Aron. It's very interesting. The relationship, Kilu, of the Beis HaMikdash, somehow the status of the Beis HaMikdash changed the status of Klal Yisrael going out with the Oroin, L'Mulchama. I'm just thinking, it's a fascinating parallel that the Rambam says something that's actually quite mind-boggling. The Rambam says, in the Mishnah, the end of the first Perek in Erevin, over there it says, that in the state of Mulchama, there are certain takonas of Chazal, they weren't makbid on, they weren't mechayv netil sidayim, and so on. One of the things that's brought down over there is La'ariv in a machne of soldiers, There's no heter to carry. You need to put a mechitza, a geder, around the, to carry on Shabbos, that is. You need to put a mechitza around the machna, but you don't need to make an eruvei chatzeris. The takana der rabbanon that Shlomo HaMelech instituted eruvei chatzeris was not instituted in a matzav of mechama, in a state of war. Says the Rambam that the reason why Shlomo HaMelech was the one to institute the takon of Eruv HaChatzeres is because until Shlomo HaMelech, the pasuk says that there were Muhammad, it's only at the end of the days of David. David decided to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaElomim, because he was noch mi'oivav mi'soviv. There were no more enemies of Klal Yisrael settled fully in Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash can only be built in a state of Shalom. It's a Beis HaElomim, it's a Beis Shalom. And the Nos Nanavi came to David HaMelech and told him, "Ki ish David Ma'ato, you're a man of war, you're a man who fought Hashem's battles, but the Beis HaMikdash is a state of peace, is a state of Shalom, and Shloimoi, who Yivneh, Shalom Shmoi, who Yivneh Abayis." And Shlomo HaMelech was the one who built the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, it's based on the foundations, the preparations of David HaMelech. The Hashko was David HaMelech, but the building was actually done by Shlomo. The Hashros HaShchina was actually brought down by Shlomo HaMelech. The Rambam says that until Shlomo HaMelech was no mochum for a takon of Eruv HaChatzeres, because the whole of Klal Yisrael is in a state of battle. That means that there's a historical perspective on Klal Yisrael. In Bayis Rishon, there was the first 480 years that Klal Yisrael, from when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and in the second year when the Mishkan was built, 480 years, as the pasuk says, in the beginning of Sefer Malachim, Vahi Bishnas Abo Meos. Ushmainim Shona, from when Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel built the Mishkan, those first 480 years, the Shivrei Luchos had a home of its own. The Shivrei Luchos is Klal Yisrael in a state of battle. That's what it would seem. The battle that started, the battle, really the battle that Klal Yisrael has with enemies from without, is the battle we know that Klal Yisrael only has battles with the enemy within. The real enemy is the Yetzer Hara. So that Shivrei Luchos, the state of Shivrei Luchos, which started by the Chet HaEgel, that battle from within is the Shivrei Luchos Munach Ba'arim. That's a state of its own. The Sefer Teres Shekos of Moshe, which is a state of Shalom, of Shleimus, is in a separate Oroid. Once Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaElomim, those two Teres became one. The Chet of the Chet HaEgel was Mesukon, at least the whole time that the first Beis HaMikdash was standing, and the Orin Bris Hashem was Nisached, the Shivrei Luchos was Nisached together with the Sefer Teres Shekos HaMoshe into one home in the Beis HaElomim, and thereafter it wasn't taken out. It's an interesting expression of where this historical Metzius represents itself. The Shita of the Rabbon, as we said, there argues on Rabbi Yehuda ben Lachish, there was only one Orin, and we said the Gemara asks that the Pachad of the Plishtim would seem to indicate, like the Rabban, that they had never seen the Oroin, and the Yerushalmi has to answer, according to Yehuda ben Lachish, that since they took a different Oroin, somehow it was nicker to them that it was a different Oroin. The Pasuk says, Hagisha Oroin Alekim, over there, the Yerushalmi says that together with the Oroin, they went out when the Oroin is not in the when the Oren is not in the Mishkan, then the question of how to fear Zuch, the question of Anog, cannot be posed to the Urim and Tumim, but B'Shas to Muhammad, it's posed to the Oren with the Tzitz. Meaning, say, there's a relationship between B'Shas to Muhammad, the Urim and Tumim works all day, the Tzitz. The Tzitz was Kodesh Hashem on the head of the Kohen Gadol, and the Kedusha that was in the Tzitz was able to facilitate the Ruach HaKodesh of the Urim and Tumim giving a proper answer to any question that was posed by the Melech, and so on. In the second Bayis, in Bayis Sheni, that there was no Oroin, there was also no She'elas Tzitz. Not only was there, if there's no Oroin, there's no Urim V'tum, there's no She'elas Urim V'tum Ma'idei the Tzitz either. Means that normally the Kohen Gadol, when there's a Tzitz, be Berosh Kohen Gadol, the Kedusha of the Tzitz goes together with the Kedusha of the Oroin, the Urim V'tum could be asked. When there's no Oroin Hashem, when the Oroin was Nignaz, the second Bayis is a lower Madrega, the Shechina, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, it says Hashchina loy chozar, the full degree of Hashuah's Hashchina, including Nevuah, and so on. That Madrega did not return to Klal Yisrael, it only returned when Mashiach comes. And the Mele of the Tzitz B'Rosh HaKohen also does not have the same erech, the same kedusha, to be able to facilitate Ruach HaKodesh of having a precise answer to any question. It's interesting. It's the same idea. In the first space of Migdash, there were very few Kohanim Gedolim. Each Kohen Gadol had a long reign. The second, the Gemara says, the second bias, there was a parade of Kohanim Gedolim that came and went through. It's something like 300 Kohanim Gedolim in the Tkuf of the second base of Migdash. We understand that if there was no Orin, if the Kedusha of the base of Migdash was such that there was no Orin, there was no Hashros Hashchin on the level of Arin Bris Hashem, then the Kohen Gadol, who is not more than the representative of that Kedusha, that's why the Kohen Gadol main Kedusha is displayed on Yom Kippur when he goes into the place where the Aron is, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because it's really all the same Kedusha. The Aron Hashem is, we'll take this a step further, of course, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was Mechaper for the Chet HaEgel, that's why he went in without Big Dezov in Kategen Asa Saneger. So to the Aron, V'ne'ati Alecha Me'ala HaKapuris, was the Aron HaEdus, the Pasuk calls in Pash Vayakel. Rashi says in Pash Vayakel Bekudei that the Aron is the Edus that the Rebbein Shem was Meichel Chet HaEgel, the Hashros HaShchina that Klai Yisrael had when they went back to the state of before Chet HaEgel, the state of perfection that they reached in Kabbalah Satoria, is represented both in the person of the Kohen Gadol every year on Yom Kippur, and both in the Orim permanently residing in the Kodesh HaGadoshim in the Beis HaLom. Therefore, when the Orim was Nignaz, that means that there was a Hiroda, a Hashpola, in the Madrega of the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol didn't have the same Madrega. There was a constant parade of Kohanim Gedolim because they lost that Madrega.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.